Very good afternoon, and it's just gone 5 o'clock here in Verwood in East Dorset, and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM, and I'm your host, Mr. Kieran Uri-Tatiet. You don't have to call me Mr., really. But I'm going to be playing you some of the greatest tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
No more sad songs for me to sing. No more heartaches for you to bring me. No more being the hurting kind. I am running where you won't find me. Whenever I was lonely, songs on lonely nights. No more seeking the wrongs or rights of it. No more playing the fool for you. You can do what you wanna do now. Whenever
live report with Why Do I Always Get It Wrong? The United Kingdom's second placing in the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest in Lausanne, Switzerland. Now, just a cheeky little plug that I will give to my friends at the ESC Pulse. podcast, which you can download on any podcast app, quite like this one too, obviously, is that I'm going to be a very special guest and co-host once again for the guys at ESE Pulse with Kylie Wilson and John Withers. I'm very looking forward to being with them on the show. And, well, this week I will be on the show, and I'll also be on it next week because we're going to be reviewing the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest. So that's all jolly exciting indeed. And it was a pleasure to be with them this past week. So you can obviously check that out right away. Now, if you want to get in contact with this show, it'd be lovely to hear from you. You can obviously follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. And you can like our Facebook page, which is called The Eurovision Showcase. Oh, yes. Well, we're speedingly sort of put our foot down on the accelerator, and Christmas is just around the corner. Yes, I said the C word. And my goodness me, it's come around really quick this year, though I seem to say that every year now. Probably because of my age. Well, though, then again, I am just 31. Not trying to mention it just for the sake of it, but yeah, obviously I don't feel Christmassy much anymore. It just seems to click up. But when you're a kid, it's different, isn't it, really? So, we're going to start with our first Christmas song of the year. And it's a song that we usually play every year here on the Eurovision Showcase because it's that darn good. And it's Patricia Cass. She represented France at the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Ici Faire la Fère. And we're going to hear her song, a Christmas song, which is called Merry Christmas, Baby. Enjoy this one.
Merry Christmas. Christmas, baby. Straight from me to you. May your days be bright, filled with hope and light, and may all your love be true. And may all your love be true.
Such a perfectly sweet song, and soft, of course. Patricia Cass there with Merry Christmas, Baby. Oh, yeah. Right, now, here on the Eurovision Showcase, we're going to head over to San Marino. Yeah, San Marino, buonasera. And San Marino, the San Marino's broadcaster, SMTV, have this year hooked up with 1in360.com. To have an internet selection show for the Eurovision Song Contest 2018 and to select the San Marino's entrant for the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, they had a special, wild card show on YouTube, which is, they do everything on YouTube, and did a show on it, basically. And one of the winners of the wild card was Emma Strom, and Emma is originally from Finland, and she entered the show along with Franklin Kalea, who's been in the Maltese national final quite a few times, including Carl William Lund, who we mentioned in the news last week that he entered the San Marino's national selection show. But Emma won it, and Emma came third in UMK, which is the Finnish national final show, earlier this year. And she sang this pretty good song, actually. It was called Circle of Light, and it was a favourite to win. But Norma John went along and won it themselves. So all good for them, but sadly they didn't qualify out of the second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest this year, which I think is criminally wrong and underrated. So, but less said about that, because otherwise I'll cry. So here we are, Emma, Circle of Light from Finland's national final this year. And we wish her the very best of luck in the San Marino selections.
We are shadows and dust, but let us pretend we will never die. The wolves are coming for us, but let us pretend we will be alright. Now hush, I don't wanna cry, I wanna pretend. Rakas, we are fine. I know it's already time, but let us pretend we are safe in the circle of the light. Nothing bad will ever cross the line. We are safe in the circle of the light. Nothing bad will ever cross the line. Let me draw you a circle of the light. The line, we are safe in the circle of the light. Nothing bad will ever cross the line. Let me draw you a circle of the light.
We are
Sarah. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And I'm representing Albania with World.
We're so alike, yet different. At a loss for words, suffering. It don't make sense what's happening. I just don't understand. What's the final fall? What's the cost of life? Anybody care? I'm weak and I'm afraid. Wondering if I will make it through this day.
There we are, Lindita with World, Albania 2017. We'll hear another song from Albania in just a few moments. Well, maybe, we'll see. but we're going to play a brand new song from Denmark's very own Emily De Forest. Now, Emily De Forest won the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest in Malmö, Sweden, just over the other side from the Öresund Bridge. And Emily won with a song, Only Teardrops, in a very successful fashion. Yes, over the Azerbaijan entry from Farid Manadonov, who came second with Hold Me, which is probably, I think, still my favourite Albania. I've got Albanian on my mind, Azerbaijani entry, though I think the Dihajan Skeletons may have just pipped it. Just like that, guys. So, Emily De Forest's brand new song is called Sanctuary. And if you've forgotten, Emily De Forest did write the song for Never Giving Up On You for the UK, which was eventually sung this year by Lucy Jones, of course. So, Emily De Forest's brand new song called Sanctuary is right up now on Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase.
Way inside my head, I could have looked away and put its thought to bed, but I shook that feather loose inside my head. It only took a couple more till it had wings to spread. Now, this is my sanctuary, this is my show and tell, so free. Remember every touch, so free in the light, my sanctuary.
Emily DeForest and Sanctuary here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Rob's Random Request. Yes, guys and gals, it's now time for Rob to put his hand in two hats, a hat full of years and a hat full of countries. We then stick them together and we find out what song we're going to play randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase. Now, Rob has picked the country of Belgium. And the year 1980. Right, so Belgium 1980, was represented by the synth pop band Telex with a song Eurovision. At the 1980 Eurovision Song Contest, which took place on the 19th of April in The Hague in the Netherlands, Telex were the winners of the Belgian National Final, a contest that was held on the 24th of February 1980. Synth pop had never previously been tried at the Eurovision Final, and the choice of song and group caused much comment, particularly regarding the implied sarcasm directly towards the Eurovision in its deliberately banal lyrics. Oh, yes. Well, on the night of the final, Telex performed last in the running order, following Spain. It was the first time that a song of this nature had been entered to the Eurovision Song Contest, and the audience reaction was somewhat bewildered. And if they were unsure whether or not it was not meant to be a joke entry, the reaction was largely shared by the juries. And at the close of voting, Eurovision had received only 14 points, placing Belgium 17th out of 19 entries. Singer Malcolm Moulin later claimed that the band had hoped for to finish last and blamed the Portuguese jury for thawing their arms. Although much of this was bravado at the bad result of the contest, in the contest, and is open to conjecture, obviously. The Eurovision, the Belgian jury awarded its 12 points to the winner, Ireland. Yes, so they also gave 8 points to the Luxembourg entry, which which Luxembourg was represented that year by a penguin. With a song called Pup Bang Wham. Italy's entry at the 1980 Eurovision Song Contest, which they got 10 points from Belgium, was from Alan Sorini with the song Non So Che Dare, which I adore that song. It's this direct English translation is I Don't Know What to Give. Yes, but it was Magali and Sophie with the Pop Pang Wham. But obviously, as we just said, Ireland got 12 points from Belgium, which was What's Another Year from Johnny Logan. The UK entry that year from Prima Donna, Love Enough for Two, got 6 points from Belgium. So let's hear the Belgian entry from the 1980 Eurovision Song Contest in The Hague, next door in the Netherlands. This is Telex with Eurovision.
This is Claudia Faniello from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Breathlessly. Enjoy.
I walk the street, leaving
footprints in your heart. My feet are worn, but they can handle the cold. I know the game, I take the blame. I wave my white flag unashamed. So here I am, right at your door, catching my breath before the storm. Breathlessly, I'll be watching you.
I love a good ballad, and isn't that just simply beautiful? I love Claudio Faniello, and I love Breathlessly. I don't care what anybody says. I think it's just a stunning piece of music, and that's just my opinion, obviously, guys and girls. And sadly, Europe didn't agree with me, as the shockingly, the televoters gave it nil point in the second semi-final, but the juries loved it and put it in 8th place, I think. Oh, I don't know. The second semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest this year in 2017 was star-studded, and it had so many great songs, and so many great songs didn't get through. Not to just name Estonia. So, but my top two, Estonia and Malta, didn't get through. Very sad. Oh dear, never mind. Well, let's move on. It's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 10th of December, 2017. Broadcaster RTVSLO in Slovenia has confirmed that Manuela will be in the EMMA 2018, the Slovenian national broadcaster. Manuela represented Slovenia at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm. Also, not forgetting that BQL, who came second in this year's Slovenian national final, will be back in the Slovenian national final next year for 2018. And Tanja Ribic, who represented Slovenia in 1997 with the song called Zubi Ser, will be also in the Slovenian national final. Agnieszka Godniak, who represented Poland at the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest, has released a brand new song called Andromeda. Now, She had an interview recently with Aska.pl, where after her performance on The Voice Poland, she was asked if she would enter her brand new song, Andromeda, to the Eurovision Song Contest in the Polish National Final. But the Polish star kept it short and sweet and said it was too good for Eurovision, dashing hopes of many Eurovision fans. We do hope she'll come back at some point. And her recent song is... Her latest song is fantastic, so do check it out. SBS, the Australian broadcaster, is set to announce their act for Eurovision 2018 tomorrow. How exciting! If you'd like to guess, tweet us at ESC Showcase. We'd love to hear your thoughts. On September the 26th, they opened submissions for Eurovision 2018, ultimately receiving more than 400 entries. But in recent days, Czech broadcaster CT revealed that we were whittled down just 6 songs for their national final for the Eurovision 2018 in the Czech Republic. Well, Eurovision 2018 won't be in the Czech Republic, but the Czechs are going to have a 6-person national final. Oh. Loads of national finals this year. If you are a diehard Eurovision fan, or even if you're not, you got to check out the Eurovision News websites, get the links, and watch these national finals, which each country watches them. Because even though I may not, and you may not know what on earth is going on, it is quite an entertaining night to behold. I mean, I've watched goodness knows how many national finals over the years, and saw some incredible moments, particularly the Spanish national final this year, the Belarusian national final this year with Navi Band winning. Oh my goodness me, the anger of Morella fans, oh goodness me, goes on, and the Melody Festival, and of course it's just so good. But I will be at the Brighton Dome in February, along with Rob, watching the Eurovision You Decide, the BBC and the UK selection for the Eurovision Song Contest 2018. But that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I am Kieran Aritasiat, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
The Eurovision Depression, as your favorite Eurovision radio shows are available at one place.
Oh no!
Every week, not only Europe's top Eurovision radio show presenters produce a wide variety of great Eurovision radio shows for you to listen to, but even beyond, such as Australia and Canada, just to mention a few.
Oh joy!
Should you miss the live broadcast of these favorite Eurovision radio shows, fear not, as the website of Radio International, www.radiointernational.tv, keeps all these shows in the show archive for you to listen to whenever you want. Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Radio International.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is Dana from Ireland, wishing you all a very happy Christmas.
According to the radio, warmer weather's on the way. Chances are we won't be getting snow. But even if the sun shines from now to Christmas Day, as far as I'm concerned, I know it's gonna be a cold, cold Christmas. consolation that I've got. I know for sure you'll miss me. It won't be long until you're home again, and we can share these magic moments. But till then, it's gonna be a cold, cold Christmas without you. Dreaming of those
lovely Dana there with It's a Cold, Cold Christmas here on the Eurovision Showcase. And my goodness me, has it been cold recently? I hope you all keep him warm, you lots. Otherwise, I'll come around and tell you off. Right. Well, we're going to have the Live and Kicking coming up very, very soon. But first, it's time for our next new single that's been released recently. Oh, yes. The Kings of Russia have been reunited. Or been united, shall I say. Dima Bilan, who represented Russia at the 2006 and 2008 Eurovision Song Contest, winning in 2008 with the song Believe. He came second in 2006 with Never Ever Let You Go. Do you remember the random woman crawling out of the piano? That's how many people remember. And the ballet dancers on there was quite random. And then Believe, obviously, Dima Bilan had a bit of a gimmick where he had a Hungarian violinist and a famous Russian ice skater on stage too at the same time. Very bizarre. And Sergei Lazarev. And Sergei came third at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest with the song You Are the Only One. We know that very well. And he's the only one for me. So anyway, Sergei's song is called Prosti Mena. Prosti Mena in Russian into English means forgive me. Yes, it means forgive me, right. And it's a lovely song. It's great. It's obviously in Russian, of course. But just enjoy the music and the singing, which I think is fantastic.
Вдоль потока слов может промолчать, хотя нет ничего смелей этих синих глаз в меня. Ты меня не простишь, и я не прощу. В секунды не стало нас. Сквозь толщу воды я тихо ко дну, в пустоту, в тишину. И нет сомнений, прости, моя любовь. Кусая губы в кровь, я сделал все, что можно, все, что нельзя. Прости, любовь моя, все дальше полюса, весь мир на части и уносит вода. Прости меня, прости меня, прости меня, слышишь? Прости меня, прости меня, прости меня, моя любовь. Прости меня, последний раз мы в унисон дышим. Прости меня, прости меня, прости меня, моя любовь. Ну заставь меня притвориться на миг твоим. Как мне поверить вновь в эти тонкие миры? Так последние капли жадных секунд.
глотаю, как воздух, злые слова. Бесстрастно признаю нашу вину, а после мир застынет уже навсегда. Прости, моя любовь, кусая губы в кровь, я сделал все, что мог. Полюса, весь мир на части и уносит вода. Прости меня, прости меня, прости меня, слышишь? Прости меня, прости меня, прости меня, моя любовь. Прости меня, последний раз мы в унисон дышим. Прости меня, прости меня, прости меня, моя любовь. Прости, моя любовь, кусая губы в кровь, я сделал все, что можно, все, что нельзя. Прости, любовь моя, все дальше полюса, весь мир на части и уносит.
Yeah.
There we are, that's Dina, or in Portuguese it's pronounced as Gina. Yeah. Amora gourfresca, which means love fresh water. Yes, that's the Portuguese Eurovision entry from 1992. A great little pop song, that is. Getting 8 points from Germany and Israel that year, 5 points from Yugoslavia, 2 points from Finland and Greece, and 1 point from Italy. Now, Dina performed eighth on the night, following Sweden and preceding Cyprus. She obviously received 26 points, placing 17th in a field of 23. Great little song, deserved much better. And quite interestingly for Portuguese and Eurovision fans as a whole, Rita Guerreira, who went on to represent Portugal at the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Deixa-me Sonar, came second in the Portuguese Festival de Canção in 1992 with the song Meu Amor Inventado em Mimim. So there we are. Right, I hope I pronounced that okay to all of our Portuguese listeners. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the show where we play a live song from the Eurovision Song Contest. And this week we're heading to the 1972 Eurovision Song Contest in the Usher Hall in Edinburgh, Scotland, United Kingdom. The presenter that year was Moira Shearer. And the UK commentary booth was taken by the actor Tom Fleming, who went on to present many songs, shows, but also did the annual Remembrance Sunday service, royal weddings and ceremonial funerals, commentating during those times. So, the 1972 Eurovision Song Contest and the UK entry is what we're going to hear. It's the New Seekers with Beg, Steal or Borrow.
Steal or Borrow. A great cheer from this Edinburgh audience. Particular Scottish backing for Eve Graham. She comes from Perth. So here goes for the United Kingdom.
You know I beg, steal or borrow, but I'll bring you love.
I look at you and I see what I've been looking for. Now it's very clear to me
we should be together.
You make me feel I could reach for the impossible.
And knowing how much you care, I'll be there forever.
You know I'll beg, steal or borrow. Sunny days, and in a hundred ways, I'll bring you love.
from the start to even let you welcome in my heart. You cut it deep and left it bleeding hard. Will I ever heal this painful scars? I just can't help it. I'm out of breath, I'm trying to find the words to say.
Haider Dani with I'm Alive. That's the Albanian entry for 2015's Eurovision Song Contest. Well, that has been the Eurovision Showcase for another week here on Forest FM. I've been your host, Kieran Uri-Tutted. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope you could join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. only here on Forest FM. Now, if you'd like to get in contact with us, follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page and interact with us on there at EST at the Eurovision Showcase on Facebook. Alright, so take care of yourselves. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a lovely week. Toodaloo!